We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping. Hey Glamp Queens, it's Katie and Sarah.
And we are here at the tail end of Winter Storm Uri, which is kind of a cool name, actually, for Winter Storm.
Definitely a cool name for Winter Storm, but honestly, y'all, it has been absolutely devastating here down in Texas. I don't know if you guys have followed any of it, but it's been kind of a crazy
situation, just because the lowest that was reached in Texas during this week was -2, which means you can only imagine what the wind chill in -2 degree weather. More than that, probably. It just was crazy. And the amount of snow, I know she got like 10 inches of snow, which of course never ever happens in my life in Texas. I think the most snow I've seen is like three inches, which was the same year we're both thinking about, because it was like the crazy winter storm that was 3 inches of snow. And then boom, 10 inches hits, which means, of course, the infrastructure here in Texas is just not designed for that. We're not in the north. We're not prepared for that. We don't expect that.
No.
Definitely, I do think some things could have been handled better on like the cities and state side, which I'm sure we'll see develop a little bit more over the next couple days. But we really wanted to just take this time to talk to you guys, because a lot of people this week have been through a lot. So a lot of people are suffering right now. Millions of people have been without power in the state. I know my mom, my sister, my coworker, out of power for 4 days in single-digit weather.
Yeah. And honestly, it's not even just without power. It's been without water. So pipes have been bursting, not just in their homes, but in apartment complexes, in hospitals. There's been so many issues with not being winterized well enough to really handle this type of temperature. And it's not just this type of temperature for one day, it's this type of temperature for several days. And I think that that really has been the biggest difference between this winter and previous winters. I mean, usually if it gets down in, you know, the low degrees, it's for a day, for 2 days, every now and then.
But never this low. And the result also is that, like, we also don't have the equipment here to prepare the roads. We don't have the right trucks to salt the roads. And so resulting in just some devastating car wrecks and accidents.
Absolutely.
And now we are seeing also a result in a temporary food shortage going on right now. It is temporary, and we will kick back, you know, back to normal eventually. But that's really why I wanted to talk to y'all, because a lot's going on. But people are getting creative and they're making it through. And we just wanted to talk to you guys about some of the ways that people have found to get through this really difficult time. I mean, being in your apartment or your house for 4 days without water or electricity in 5 degree weather.
How do you survive that?
And, you know, hotels were booked. Or the hotels were losing power. I mean, I know that my mom, she couldn't get her car out of the driveway because of the ice and the snow. And of course, no one was coming out there with trucks to clear it out. So a lot of people were kind of stranded.
Yes, they were stuck inside, snowed in.
Literally snowed in.
Yeah.
For a week and not prepared to be snowed in. But people made it through. And so it's interesting, actually.
The creativity
that people did kind of go to make it through. And the biggest one, I think, would be the use of camping gear, actually.
Yeah, which I thought was incredibly brilliant. And to be honest with you, even though I consider us, obviously, we are the Glamp Queens, this was something that we don't really think about it in times like these. We just think, oh, we have camp gear, we're going to go camping. But now here we are, and people are actually using their camp gear for survival purposes inside their own homes.
Absolutely. And I think that really shows another important side to why it's so important to actually get out there and camp. We talk a lot about relaxing around the campfire and, you know, drinking our wine. But honestly, though, it does teach you a lot of survival skills. Mm-hmm. It does teach you a lot about how to make it through these very challenging situations, how to think outside the box. I know I was particularly worried about my mom, again, without power in 0 degree weather for 4 days. I was really worried about her. And so I got a hold of I was like, Mom, how are you doing? And she was like, oh, honey, I'm a Girl Scout. I'm fine. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, I'm glam queening it up. And my mom is like the ultimate glam queen, by the way, you guys. She had her, you know, her camping stove. She had her winter sleeping bag, oh, yeah, set for the degrees, and her jugs of water. She was cooking food. I mean, she made it through. She had a lot of her gear out, and she went on and on telling me about all the different ways that she has been surviving in her home, kind of stranded in this really difficult, yeah, situation, and making it through. And it was actually kind of inspiring. It was like, wow, this is mm-hmm, wonderful, actually, that you did have, she just happened to have all that gear. And, you know, one reason she did have all that gear is because, you know, she's been wanting to really start camping a lot more often. So she's been building up her gear. And yeah, so we were kind of talking about how interesting it was that, sure, she hasn't actually been camping recently, but she just bought this, you know, solar charger because she was planning on going camping soon. And
yeah,
now she's needing it for this really important survival situation. And she just happened to have it. So I thought that was fantastic that she was able to make it through having that gear.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, it's not even just having that gear. It's like sleeping bags. Amount of warmth that you get from some of these sleeping bags is amazing. And so to actually be able to say, oh, I'm using this not just for camping experiences, but like for actual survival purposes, that's brilliant. People have been so creative.
I know one thing that my sister did do, because she actually didn't have a camp stove, and she's in an apartment, and they couldn't drive out to go get firewood, and eventually they did end up collecting firewood, but she got very creative. Because she's a thrifty girl. And I'll tell you what, she got candles, put it in her fireplace, and then she was able to heat up water and you know, make it through that first day until they got firewood. I don't think they had too much camping gear. So, but they made it through all right. And I did tell her that I was like, okay, your first Glamp Queen gift is definitely going to be a camping stove.
Oh, absolutely.
So that next time you're not having to cook 4 days worth of meals for two people.
On a candle.
Well, eventually she did have a fire. Eventually she did have a fire going. But yeah, still, cooking over like fireplace fire is also a challenge.
A way of getting around some of that challenge would be the propane heaters to stay warm.
And you can actually buy those, y'all, off of Amazon. They're really not that expensive. And they do run off of kind of the same little propane little tank. It's not like some big crazy thing. It's pretty small and compact, and the amount of heat that those things give off is a lot. Mm-hmm. They don't require any cords or electricity. So I think the point is that we're trying to make is having this type of gear in your home can actually be just a good thing to keep on hand, even if you're not camping a lot, for emergency situations. Mm-hmm. Because how many crazy things have happened in the last year? Kind of a lot. I'm starting to think, yeah, we should just be like, might be handy just to have an extra sleeping bag hanging around.
At this point, we need to just be completely prepared for like the zombie apocalypse next. I mean, or at least the aliens. But I will say, you know, it's something to definitely keep in mind. We really do talk about, you know, the glamping experience, but really having some of those basic survival skills. Even in, you know, when times do become unexpected like this, it really is good to just have that kind of knowledge of how to build a fire. You mean, you may not even have flashlights on hand or something like that, because, you know, if you're out of power, not only are you out of heat, but you're out of light. And so some of the things that you may need too are like lanterns. And having a lantern on hand gives off way more light than a regular flashlight or something like that, you know? So keeping stuff like that on hand and like handy when you need it is really good.
Absolutely. And the good thing about the camping lanterns also, unless you're using like the old oil lanterns, most of them are LED, which means they have no flame, which can help also with preventing fire hazards. Because that has unfortunately also been happening a lot right now as people are trying to stay warm. Some house fires have been breaking out, and which is just tragic, especially right now with COVID and everything going on. There are, you know, these gear made for camping technically, but a lot of it is taking into mind fire hazards because they're thinking probably more about forest fires, but house fires is a real thing. And so if you have this gear in your home, I think it's really helpful. And honestly, that might be something that you take into consideration when thinking about where to store your camping gear when you're not camping. camping. Maybe keep the lanterns. I know I actually keep one camping lantern in the laundry closet specifically in case the power goes out, because normally it's a tornado that causes the power to go out.
Yep.
But, you know, just in case that does happen, I have a lantern right there ready to go. So, you know, keeping a sleeping bag in a place that you can easily access it so that you're not rummaging through a cold garage in crazy weather situations searching for this gear. It's right there and it's available in case you do need it.
Another thing that is super helpful to have on hand, and I think in previous episodes, I know Sarah's definitely talked about her favorite water jugs.
They're great. I'm not going to lie.
So great.
They hold a lot of water and they don't take up a lot of space.
Yes. And one of the things is with the water pipes bursting is you're out of water, you know? And so a lot of people have had issues with having a place to store their water. I know my parents ended up filling up their cooler, which I thought was brilliant. But having some type of jug on hand for, you know, situations where you may be out of water for 4 or 5 days. I mean, we have big dogs that need water. We need water ourselves. Or even if you need to shower, you know, some of those things. I mean, if you're out of power and water for 3 or 4 days, I mean, that adds up. And so having a lot of water on hand is super helpful. So one of the things that we actually ended up doing is right when we started hearing that the water pipes were bursting, we ended up being proactive and taking some initiative to actually go, you know what, let's go ahead and fill up this water jug while we can. And I think what we had about 11 gallons total.
Right, and which because we were like, okay, we have 4 people because y'all actually came over to our house during this whole situation. And then that means we had 3 dogs and 4 people and a cat. Don't forget the cat. And so we were like, okay, let's make sure that we have at least enough water to get by. And for all we know, we might have to have a neighbor come by if they're not ready.
Oh, yeah.
So we went ahead and filled up both of our jugs and had it ready to go. Thankfully, our pipes didn't burst, but the apartment building right next to us did. So, you know, it definitely was a possibility. And just having on hand was a peace of mind. And those jugs that we originally had bought for camping, because we do camp a lot in places where that doesn't have running water, worked out great for this situation, actually.
Yeah, and having water on hand, even say if your pipes don't burst, like Sarah said, having extra water on hand for people who do need water and who do need help, if you have extra gear, lending it out to other people is just a tremendous help, or lending out extra blankets or extra, you know, anything that you have on hand.
Absolutely, and one thing that actually was so amazing is that we did run out of firewood at one point, and we were ultimately okay, because again, we ended up being okay through all of this. But one of Robert's friends, I've never even met this person, came to our house, dropped off
firewood.
A ton of firewood, and just in case, you know, the power went out. And I believe he was actually just driving around I don't think he was even in a truck.
It was a Prius.
He had filled up all this firewood that I guess was in his backyard or something, and was driving around and delivering it to people. And he had actually reached out. We didn't even reach out to him, I think. He reached out to Robert. He was like, hey, do you need firewood? Do you all need it? I mean, was able to bring it. And I just thought, that is amazing.
My gosh. It was so sweet.
And another thing, too, is that, you know, if you do have, you know, extra canned goods, extra food on hand, a lot of people, even right now, as we're recording this, are finding themselves short on food. And so, you know, even taking it to the local food bank, such as here in Dallas, North Texas Food Bank. In Austin, it would be the Central Texas Food Bank. But of course, there are food banks everywhere, y'all. You can literally just Google Maps, search food bank, and you can find a food bank to take some food to, because people are just in need right now. And so I think what we really want to encourage everybody is to just, now again, we are called upon to stick together and to work together and to make it through, which we will. We got this, everybody, and we love everybody, and we hope that you are listening to this and that you finally have power and can take a hot shower, hopefully in light and not with your power out, and that you do have enough food. But in our show notes, we will leave a link to those food banks in case either you want to donate to it, or if you are looking for food and need to go there yourself, you can definitely go to those food banks, and hopefully they will be able to help you guys.
Yeah. So our hearts are going out to you guys. If you need anything, if you guys need any sort of resources, please reach out to us. Please let us know how we can help you. We want to be able to help you guys. So give us a message on Facebook. Give us a message on Instagram. You can contact us through our website. Let us know if there's anything, and we want to be able to help you guys find those resources.
Well, stay warm, everybody, and
stay safe.
Stay safe. We'll see y'all next time.
See you next time.